as soon as the giant was full, he fell fast asleep.
Now he is asleep.
Asleep.
I will take the hen and slim
climb
back
down
the beanstalk.
Jack quickly picked up the giant's hen, but the hen began to squawk and flap its wings.
Be quiet. The giant
wake up.
The giant woke up.
Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Oh no, time to go.
Jack ran back to the beanstalk and climbed down as fast as he could.
I'll get you.
Jack reached the bottom of the beanstalk.
Jack, where have you been? Why do you have a hen?
Mom, hurry. Give me an axe.
Here you are. What are you going to do with an axe?
I have to chop.
To chop
this beanstalk.
Down right now.
With his axe, Jack chopped down the beanstalk.
Chopped down.
The beanstalk.
Ah!
The giant fell to the ground with a tooth.
With a thud.
That was the end. End of him.
Oh my! It's a giant! Jack, what is going on?
The magic beans
grew
into this
huge
beanstalk. So I
climbed
to the top and found the giant castle. I watched this hen.
I lay
a perfect golden egg.
Are you telling me the truth, Jack?
Yes, Mom. You'll see.
Jack was right. The hen laid a golden egg every day, and Jack and his mother were never poor again.